Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast here in the year of 2022. Thanks for being part of this one. Remember, if you want to really help the channel, please consider giving me a Patreon follow, and you can help me build the platform across the rest of this year. And thanks to those who already do so. The link is down below if you want to. If you want to do that, if you want to get the link to being an active member of this community, then just go below. Okay, let's talk about, shall we, the public sector. We're going to talk about the public sector. Now, again, one of my perennial topics, but there's a reason I want to talk about it, and it's this, because we've skirted around this one, but we need to tackle it full on. And we hear in the media reports, for example, the NHS is under tremendous pressure. Oh, really? Why is that? Well, there's different reasons. I mean, it's all all those unvaxxed people, obviously. I mean, that's a major drain on the NHS, even though it's not. But they also talk about staff members are self-isolating. Oh, yeah, I bet you they are. And this brings me to the heart of the matter. One of the huge problems we have in the NHS, but it's also across the rest of the public sector, is that they look upon January in particular as a holiday month. So, loads of people in the public sector won't be going to work this month. Why is that? Well, all they have to do is test themselves till they finally get a positive test result. And on the basis of that, they get full sick pay. And the government has extended self-certified sickness to 28 days. So it is truly a no-brainer for teachers, NHS members, council staff, civil servants, all of these people, to be able to give themselves a great January at your expense. All they have to do today is test themselves. Once, maybe twice, three or four latte flows, and, oh, I tested positive. Well, I'm going to have to, obviously, have to now self-isolate for the next week or two, and then it's going to take me a week or two to feel better, and so probably February I might be able to come back to my job, maybe. And I'm certain that that is happening in the NHS. How do I know that? I've spoken to people in the NHS and they tell me that there are some members of staff, not all, but some members of staff who just, whenever they fancy a couple of weeks off, all they do is they test themselves to the point where they get a positive, and then on the back of that, that's them. And as I say, with 28 days of self-certification, I mean, it's not even as if you have to go to see a doctor. You just have to say, I'm unwell, and that's it. In the public sector, you're off. You've got a month, 30 days, 28 days anyway, of lovely holiday. Full pay, full pension provision, no recriminations, nothing to worry about. Would you take it? No, it won't happen in the private sector to the same degree, because in the private sector, if you choose to take a month off, then that may have some ramifications for you, depending on your mindset and which area of activity you're involved in. But generally speaking, the private sector has a different mindset. But if you're a civil servant, if you're a council, if you work for one of the many councils, if you're in any aspect of the government's employee, through health, through social care, through all these areas, then what's to lose by not taking a month off? Never, and of course, it doesn't impact your statutory holidays as well. And this has been a debate. One of the things that certainly frustrated me the most during lockdown, when we saw this, was evident, and it's still evident. I mean, the teacher unions are continually agitating for, oh, Omicron's so deadly, we just can't risk bringing the teachers back into the classroom. And we see that, for example, we see at the moment with the universities for this month of January, most of them, I believe, have reverted to distance learning. But they haven't reverted to lower fees for their distance learning, have they? No. So they're also enjoying this kind of scam that is rife across the public sector. And that is because fundamentally, this is something I've said for a long time. People who followed me on Twitter will know this. I've referred to the public sector as the parasite sector. Now, doesn't mean everyone working in it is a parasite, but it does mean it has got more than average numbers of parasites working within it. And that includes the NHS. So don't think for one second that everyone in the NHS is, oh, we're tireless. We're working night and day. We never sleep. just to help jab people or whatever it is that they do in the NHS this day. I'm not sure what they actually do. Not treat cancer patients is one of the things that they don't do. But these people are not immune from deciding, I'd take a month off. Why not? That'll make that gets 2022 off to a great start. For the next 4 weeks, I sit back on my backside. I watch. I gorge on Netflix. I gorge on McDonald's. Sit in my fat backside. And what's not to like about that? Because I'm being fully paid for it. There's no financial repercussions for me not going to work for a month. So when they tell you, but forget it. The NHS, if it has any problems in terms of staff, it's entirely self-inflicted. And of course, the fact that the government's hyped testing up to such a level means that, again, across the public sector, if you talk to people who work in the public sector, and I do, they're scared people at the best of times. Many of them are jabbed, sadly. So these people are kind of paranoid to start with. So it doesn't take much to encourage them to basically test themselves and then test again until bingo, a positive test. And a positive test is essentially like winning the lottery, because it means then that you get 28 days off, full pay. And how lovely. They'll see us all in February next month. But for the month of January, the bleakest month of the year, my birthday month, it looks like a big chunk of the public sector will not be able to go into work because reasons. Thanks so much for listening.